Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4. Matthew 24 and verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Take heed that no man deceive you. I don't know whether a circus ever comes to Horsham. We have one coming to Horsham usually once a year. Now, some of you may remember Bertram Mills Circus. Do anybody remember that? Yes. Well, now, just before the Second World War, we needed to know about German airfields. And there was a plan to fly an aircraft over Germany to photograph German airfields. Now, Cyril Mills of Bertram Mills Circus, who was a well-known entertainer, was also a British agent for the government. And obviously it would not be possible just to fly an aircraft because they across Germany photographing things, because they shoot him down. So what he did was this. He flew an aircraft across Germany, towing a big banner behind his aircraft that said in German, "Bertram Mills Circus is in town." And he got away with it, and he got his photographs for the government. A case of deception. Very clever deception. There was other cases of deception, and often this was necessary. During the Second World War. I mean, just up the road here on Ashdown Forest, there's a fenced off 70 acre site still there. And in the 1942, the Canadian Army dug out a big bunker, and down there they hid the most powerful radio transmitter that existed in those days, 500,000 watt transmitter, buried under Ashdown Forest. If you go and walk round the outside of the fence today, you'll see a lot of buildings which are still there, World War II buildings. And that transmitter was a very deceptive one, because when the German radio stations closed down for the night, which they did in those days, this transmitter would come on their frequency, say, for example, the frequency at Hamburg, and then would broadcast in disinformation to the Germans. They thought they were listening to their own radio, but no, they were listening to what was coming from up the road near Crowborough on Ashdown Forest. Very careful deception. Now, I've actually been there twice, and I've been down that bunker, and it was extended in the 1960s due to the threat of nuclear war. And there's a very fascinating place. It's used by the police now for training. We won't go into all that now, but there was all this deception that went on even during the Second World War. Other deceptions that took place. We've recently had, of course, the D-Day anniversaries, and we tried to convince the Germans, in fact, we weren't going to invade at Normandy, but we were going to invade up around Dover. And so they put rubber tanks on the cliff top at Dover. Four people could carry these tanks, rubber tanks, blow-up tanks with wooden frames. They put dummy aircraft that only cost £250 each to make, and they put those up there. And all sorts of other tricks were done in deception. Now, all those things perhaps were necessary, but the scripture, we have to look at some scriptures now to see that there are dangers in deception. Now, in the passage, we'll come to the passage we read from Matthew in a moment, but in Matthew 24, Jesus says, "Take heed that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." And there have been people who have claimed to be Jesus Christ, or claimed to be the Messiah, who have come, and gone. These people are deceivers. And this is the kind of thing that will happen in the last days. You shall hear of wars and rumours of wars, but be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Are you troubled by what's going on today in the Ukraine? Are you troubled by what's going on in the Middle East? Maybe to a certain extent we should be troubled by the loss of life and destruction, etc. But, you know, we shouldn't worry about the wars and rumours of wars. There's going to be more, I'm sure, before the Lord comes again. So don't let it get you down when you hear or see all the bad news on the TV or in your newspaper every day. But Jesus warns about those who will deceive us in all sorts of ways, false Christs. In North Korea, the Kim dynasty are worshipped as gods. They bow down to huge statues of the two who died, King Jong-un and King Jong-il. They bow down to their statues. They worship them. They make songs about them, just like we sing hymns to God. They make songs to them and so on. They have concerts in their honour. They do all sorts of things like that because these are deceptive people. They are being thoroughly deceived all the time. And so Jesus warns about deception. And then we read at the end of chapter 27, after Jesus had been crucified, that he himself was accused of deception. Let's just read what it says again, chapter 27, verse 62. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore the sepulchre to be made sure or secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So Jesus was accused of deception by saying, I will rise again on the third day. So they took things to make sure that this couldn't possibly happen. What a terrible deception that was. But yes, our Lord Jesus did rise from the dead, and we rejoice in that, because a dead Christ is of no good to anyone. He is risen, and every Lord's Day we should remember that Jesus is risen. Verse 6, chapter 28, he's not here. He is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. So Jesus certainly wasn't a deceiver, though there were those who would accuse him of being so. Now turn to the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Let me just read these few verses to you. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan is a great deceiver. He sets out to deceive people, to blind them to seeing the truth of the gospel of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Satan is the great arch deceiver. the gods of this world, the God of this world, the things of this world, and the Satan have blinded the minds of them which believe not. And our gospel, of course, should not be hidden. It should be preached and proclaimed to people. May we all be seeking to preach and proclaim the wonderful gospel that we have. He says they have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully. There are those today who are handling, I believe, in my opinion, the word of God deceitfully. They're saying it's okay to do this and that when Scripture condemns these things, as I mentioned some of those this morning. They are handling the word of God deceitfully. And then if we go way back to the book of Jeremiah again, which we read earlier, chapter 7, verses 4 to 11, it says, "Trust not in lying words," or a modern translation would say, "Trust not in deceitful words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. But if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbour, and if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for ever and ever." This is about the deceitfulness of false religion. And we are surrounded today by false religions. We are surrounded today by various cults and philosophies which are false. And we need to be careful that they don't catch us out with these deceitful doctrines, or as the Bible says, doctrines of demons. And then in Colossians, let's go to Colossians and chapter 2 and verse 8. Colossians chapter 2. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." So we must beware of man's ideas, man's philosophies, and his deceitfulness after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. These are deceptions that are occurring in the world. I want to get something out of my bag, which I forgot to get out before I started. And a brother mentioned to me this morning, I haven't got it here, so I can't do it, never mind. But I'll tell you what it roughly said. I was reading in one of your Cheering Words magazines down there about the dolphin. And a brother this morning said to me about the theory of evolution. And the theory of evolution is one of the greatest deceptions of our time. I believe that God created the world that in accordance with what is written clearly in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is the most important book in the Bible. The book of Genesis is the foundational book of the Bible, especially the first 11 chapters. If we take away those chapters, if we say, oh well, there was no Adam, it's just a story, then that undermines the entire gospel. I may have said this before to you, I'll say it again. If we say there's no Adam, then sin did not enter the world, because the Bible says by one man sin came into the world. We know that the wages of sin is death. And man, we die because of sin. And if there's no Adam, there's no sin into the world, there's no fall of man, there's no need for Christ to have died. And that undermines the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the wonderful things about the dolphin was it has a sort of valve at the top of its head, and that it shuts and opens. When it dives down, this valve shuts so water doesn't come in. And then when it comes up, it opens again. It has other amazing things with the dolphin that enable it to survive. It couldn't possibly have evolved. Yet evolution is taught in our schools as fact, when indeed we believe that God is the great creator and that God created the world. So beware of that. Was probably one of the greatest deceptions of our day in which we live, is the theory of evolution. And there's much evidence, geological evidence, for the great flood of Noah and of Noah's ark, and that Noah was righteous in the sight of God, and that God sent that great flood, that great judgment on the world. If you want to know how big Noah's ark is, take a number 12 bus from down at Eastbourne to Brighton. Okay, get off, walk up the town, up London Road, turn left in Anne Street, stop for a coffee if you want on the way, and there you'll see the Church of St. Bartholomew. It was built in 1870. It was written by a very high Anglican called Father Wagner. And he built this massive, great, it's like a cathedral. It's entirely made of brick. No stones in it, about 11 million bricks in its construction, and it is roughly the same dimensions of Noah's Ark. So if you want to know how big Noah's Ark is, go and have a look. Go inside and have a look, and you'll see that what a massive thing that was. It took Noah, was it 100 years, to build his Ark? I'm not surprised. It must have taken ages. But it's a wonderful fact that these things did actually happen. So let's not be deceived by liberal ideas and liberal theology that is so often rampant today. So let us beware of being deceived. We're coming up to a general election. The politicians of all parties will be out to deceive us, to make all sorts of promises which they may or may not keep if they are elected. So there's one person though whose manifesto can be trusted, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We can always trust his manifesto, always. He'll never let us down. The politicians may let us down, but the Lord Jesus Christ will never let us down. I trust that we're all trusting in him as our Lord and our Saviour, for he is the one who died for us and rose again and is alive forevermore. Well, may God bless these brief thoughts to us tonight on the dangers of deception. Be not deceived. False Christs will arise and deceive many. And we are seeing that indeed happening today in the world. Let's just pray for a moment.